Did you have any names like, you know, Pepper Belly from Portuguese?
No, they call them Portuguese. Uh-huh. Portuguese. And I tell you another thing that they did, that I was riding with the state patrol one time, and we was on patrol duty. I was in, you know, military police, and we were assigned with the patrolmen, and our orders were, where it was civilians, we give them what assistance necessary, and where it was civilian, they gave us what assistance necessary. But we were sitting at this stop sign, and this state trooper said, now watch this Portuguese run this stop sign. He said, when I stop him, he'll say there's no sign there. And when I take him back, he'll apologize to me profusely and want to pay me the fine and say, he's sorry. And sure enough, we hadn't been there to park long. We couldn't park too long because we was in one of those patrol cars. It was a Buick, I believe it was. And if you sat long, idle without moving, the radiators would run hot on you, what I'm having trouble with in my Ford now. And we're sitting there, and this car right through that stop sign, like that. So we pulled on in behind him, got down there, and blew his siren, blinked his light, turned him over there, and pulled him over, and that fella said, officer, there's no sign, there's no sign there. He said, fella says, I think you'll find the sign there. He's real nice. And he said, come on back up in, I'll show you. So he told me, he said, back the patrol car up. And I said, I'll back the patrol car up. And he went up, and sure enough, he did exactly what that officer, the state trooper, said he was going to do. He says, I'm sorry. He said, there is a sign. He said, how much do I owe? He says, you can't pay me. He said, I'll have to give you summons. And he gave it to
you. Did you ever hear of any names of Scandinavians?
No.
Canadians?
No, we used to just call them Canadians.
Now, back to, I realized one thing I forgot on trucks back there.
Yeah.
Back to trucks. What do you call those big ones out on the highway?
Oh, semis?
Mm-hmm.
Semi-tractors.
How would you characterize those as opposed to other trucks? What's so different about them?
Well, you see, they are trailers actually attached to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get the semis.
Okay, what, have you ever heard of any special names for Democrats?
Oh, the Democrats, the symbol of the donkey.
What about Republicans?
The elephant, that's all.
Uh-huh. What to you is a hippie, and where would he have lived in Atlanta when a hippie would be strong?
Well, hippie was my first interpretation of it. And we had a Methodist preacher working with the hippies when I first started down halfway out. And he brought one of the hippies and came out of our church and spoke one time. And the original start of a hippie, the reason why they were, I think, were disliked to begin with and got the bad name was the fact that a true hippie was one who was rebelling against society. He didn't believe in conformity. He wanted to do his thing. Or he didn't want to do it, and if he did, he wanted to do it when he wanted to, and he didn't want to be told when to do it and when not. And so therefore, leading up to my question that I asked to a reverend, I says, can a hippie, true hippie, be a Christian? And he never answered my question. And you know why I say that there's some doubt in my mind whether a true hippie could be a Christian or not? Because he doesn't believe in conforming. And I don't think that a person that repents of his sins, unless you're born again, repent of your sins, you cannot enter. So you can't be a Christian. So, I mean, that was the first interpretation. Of course, now I think it's got to where that anybody that's got long hair, now, there's some people who call you a hippie because your hair's longer than mine. And most people want their hair cut like mine or real high, you know, crew cut or something like that. But I disagree with that. I don't think that that's a true hippie.